Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Thursday, July 28. Coming up, Cabinet approves sale of land in Success Estate, St. James, government to strengthen protection of territorial waters, and Independence Day parade discontinued. The news in detail after this message.
Festival Fashion Tunnel for Jamaica 54. Wear it gold and stripe it bold at the Fashion Greets Music Show, Tuesday, August 2, 8 p.m. Independence Village Randy Williams Entertainment Center, featuring local designers and models with performances by Jamie Wilmot, Sabrina Nemhard, Anna Mariah, and the Bandsman. Admission free. So everybody, wear your gold and stripe it bold on Tuesday, August 2. Sponsored by Chase Fund, TEF, Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, the Bob Marley Group of Companies, and KSAC.
The Passport, Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise that it will be closing its outlet in Black River, St. Elizabeth, effective Friday, July 29, 2016. Customers in and around the area who wish to apply for their passport can do so at the agency's offices in Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay or Montego Bay. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty. Now the news. Cabinet has approved the sale of 96.5 acres of land at Success Estate in Rose Hall, St. James, to Celebration Jamaica Development Limited for the construction of an integrated resort development project. The project will include construction of a hotel complex, a casino resort, and auxiliary facilities. Minister of Information Senator Ruel Reid says the lands known as Northern Estate are valued at $40.1 million and owned by the Urban Development Corporation, UDC.
It should be noted that this sale price holds with the caveat of completion of the sale within a year and further stipulates that the sum be paid in U.S. dollars.
Senator Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing held at the office of the Prime Minister Wednesday. Meanwhile, Minister of Information Senator Ruel Reid says cabinet has agreed to the leasing of over 1,600 acres of combined lands at Montpelier St. James and Shettlewood Hanover, being operated by Montpelier Citrus Company. The properties have been leased at a cumulative sum of $17 million per annum, with a 10% increase in lease rate after the first 5 years, in line with market conditions.
This company has been taken over by the government since 1999. These lands have been leased to the Jamaica Green Botanical Producers Limited for a period of 49 years with the stipulation of no option to purchase.
The information minister adds that a monitoring mechanism is to be established with oversight by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority and the Development Bank of Jamaica to ensure the land is operated according to the lease agreement. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government must invest in securing the sea around Jamaica as an economic zone. Mr. Holness says this will contribute significantly to the country's economic growth and development. He says the move will also assist small and medium-sized enterprises to maximize their earning potential, noting that Jamaica loses $10 million annually from poaching.
Government has to support firms in growing by creating the regulatory and business support environment. We have to help you in the creation of markets by using our foreign policy to ensure that brand Jamaica is still recognized and still dominant, that gives us entry, and to ensure that if there are obstacles, that the government works in a diplomatic way to have those removed, and to ensure that the resources on which you rely on are secured. And I think we can have an excellent partnership.
The Prime Minister was speaking with journalists following a tour of the Rainforest Seafood Facility in Kingston Wednesday. And the budget for emancipation and independence activities this year is $150 million. Speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing Wednesday, Culture Minister Olivia Grange said the amount comprises government subvention as well as private sector sponsorship. Meanwhile, Ms. Grange says the Independence Day parade, usually held on the lawns of King's House, will not be staged this year.
It's being revamped to be reintroduced next year for Jamaica 55 in a different format.
The culture minister says the suspension of the parade will, among other things, allow the Jamaica Defense Force to mount the grand ceremonial observation at the Grand Gala next year. Emancipation and independence activities are being held under the theme, Let's Get Together and Feel All Right. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.